You know, it's always good to get together with people of like faith who know the Lord. We're living in a dark time, we all know that. But we also live in a wonderful time of unexpectation. You never know what God's going to do next.
Amen.
And what he has done around the world through Charlie Kirk's life is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yes, amen.
And I remember when I was a young person, you know, they had a young evangelist come through town. And I never gave God too much of a thought. But I tell you what, the Lord used that young man. He was 28 years old. I thought he was old. I was like 18, 19. No, 16. But God got my attention through that young man. He dressed kind of fancy and always told a joke before he preached. And that, you know, I like to hear something funny because there's too much sad stuff going on. And that got my attention, you know. And somebody said, "You going back again?" I said, "Yeah, I like that." You know, and I went back, kept going back. And oh, my soul. God planted a seed in my heart. 4 years later, it came to fruition. I got born again. And the Spirit of God came in. I just got out of the way and watch him work, you know.
Yes, yes.
And that's a big problem. We get in the way, you know.
Amen, that's right.
I get in the way sometimes. All right, anyway, I wouldn't even plan on saying that. But I tell you what I got into here tonight is a little bit over my head, but it's good because God brought it about, you know. I want you to turn to Genesis 6, Genesis chapter 6. And it's a lot of wonderful things happening in our world, and a lot of tragic things happening in our world. But I'm hearing a whole lot here lately about, you know, this side is telling that side, you have lost it. You are crazy. You have lost your mind. You have gone overboard. And it got me to thinking about the mind, you know. And I got to thinking about, is my brain my mind, or is my mind my brain? Is my heart my mind, or is my mind my heart?
Amen, that's good.
My heart, my mind, my brain. I mean, you know, you just toss it back and forth. And it all kind of goes, sort of goes together. But in Genesis 6 and verse number 5, and reading, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
Wow. Yeah.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things and the fowls of the air. And it repenteth thee that I have made them. Wow, what in the world? This, of course, context here is, you know, in the days when Noah was on the earth. Noah and his family. Now, according to these people who are called numerical theologians, in other words, they're masters in studies of the numbers in the Bible and so forth, they said there was a minimum of at least 1.5 billion people on the planet in Noah's day. Each family only had four children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were having two by two, two boys, two girls, so forth. Average family. Mm-hmm. That would have been the minimum. I would have never thought there'd been that many people on the earth at that time. And how many were spared? Only 8? Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Wow.
God had mercy on me. Amen.
Yes, amen.
I mean, you know.
That's good.
God is interested in numbers, but he's interested in faith.
Yes.
He's interested in people believing him and quit calling him a liar and quit misquoting, not trusting in him. Lord, help us, forgive us, cleanse us through your blood. Amen. Yeah. Now, in that day and time, we know what happened. They refuse to repent for what 120 years Noah lived and preach righteousness. And before him, I think it was his great-great-grandfather, Enoch,
yes,
preached about the judgment of the Lord, and he saw mighty angels, and he saw the judgment of God coming. And Noah took 120 years, he and his boys, building that ark and so forth. Only 8 people were saved out of all those people.
Wow.
Lord, you just want to step back and say, who am I? Have mercy on me, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes I wonder, how many people are really saved? And sometimes, you know, the Bible says, examine yourself, you know.
Yes.
And I examine myself, and I look back, I said, how can I deny what God did? I mean, when I was 21 years old, came to my life and just shook my ground, shook my mind, shook my life, turned me upside down. Excuse me, turned me right side up. I was already upside down. Turned me right side up, amen. And put his spirit in. And now I'm interested in the things that we're not interested in before. I'm listening to that which I could care less about before.
Yes.
And it all had to do with Jesus and the scriptures and doing the will of God. Mm-hmm. So, you know, flesh don't put that in you. Spirit of God puts that in you.
That's right.
And so there's evidences of the Spirit of God being in our life. But that's not what I'm talking about. I keep trying to go this way, and it seems like the Lord pulled me this way. So I'm caught in the middle right now. What did I do? Well, I stick with what I got unless he just jerks me that way, right? All right. But I do know this, that every message or teaching we ever do, whoever it is, it ought to inform our minds. It ought to stir our spirits.
Wow, that's good.
And it ought to transform our life. And always glorify Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every message with him.
That's good.
You know, and thank you, brother. I appreciate that encouragement.
Amen.
All the way back from Romania to encourage me. Amen.
Yes,
good
amen.
To see you back. Appreciate you.
Amen.
And glad you made it back safely. The Lord use you. Now, what I want to talk about is, you know, when God made Adam and Eve, he gave them a brain, right?
Yes.
He gave him a brain, gave her a brain, and then every one of us born of, you know, of parents and so forth, we got a brain.
Mm-hmm.
And we often wonder now, when the Bible talks about the mind and the heart, is he talking about the brain? And I got to thinking about that. And then we find in that day of Noah, that wickedness was throughout the earth, and it had become great in the earth, and that it didn't say just every now and then, but every imagination, every imagination. So I want to find out what imagination. It has to do with purpose and desire. Every desire, every purpose that your neighbor had that day was evil. I mean, you know, sometimes we wonder how many people are led by the Spirit of God anymore? How many people are really filled with the Spirit of God anymore?
Amen.
And the Lord says, examine yourself, see whether you be in the faith. And so, you know, that you think about that. And there's so much out here to rob us of our pure mind anymore. So much filth and so much wickedness. And you know, and I think about these young people. All they got to do is push a button or two, they can enter into all kinds of wickedness in this world.
Yes.
Lord, help us. And parents just let them do what they want to do, anytime they want to do, anywhere they want to go, with anybody they want to go with. Lord help us. What's wrong with these parents? Don't they care about their kids anymore? Mm-hmm. Don't they care whether or not they go, where they stayed last night? Oh, it's sad. So sad what's happening today. But anyway, God's still on the throne.
Amen.
And then he said, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart. And thoughts here. And it means possession, of those desires. Yeah, the process of those desires being formulated. That's the thought. The imagination is the purpose of desire, and desire, which were evil, and then the thoughts of his heart was only evil, not just every now and then, continually. All right, so that's the possessing of those thoughts, you know, coming together, formulating that desire. And I mean, you know, Noah's looking for somebody to talk to about the Lord. Noah's looking for somebody to talk to about how good God is, you know. Mm. He's looking to somebody to say, well, you know, the Lord can do anything, can he? Mm-hmm. You know, he's interested in the things of God. But he can't find nobody who's interested in the things of God. But his wife and his children, apparently. Mm. And so this really caught my mind, you know. And it repented the Lord. That doesn't mean God had sinned. He need to confess it to who? Who's he going to confess it to? No. Yeah. Of course God didn't sin. Only sinners need to repent, you know.
Yes.
That means a change of direction. But here it means God was not eased. He was not comforted with what was taking place in the world in that day. He was not comforted by what they were. But listen, you remember he gave us free will, right?
Yes.
And so they, by their free will, they chose to become like this.
Yes.
It wasn't God's fault they become that way. Mm-hmm. God doesn't need to repent of doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. He was just tore up about it. I mean, he was upset about it. He was not eased about it or comforted about it, you know. It really troubled the Lord because he's holy, he's righteous, he's good. He wants the best for us. And they're going the other direction. You know, I read where, let's see. Well, you know, you take Cain. He killed his brother Abel.
Yes.
Because he gave God what he required by faith. And Cain didn't do that. He gave God the best he could produce himself. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all of our righteousness are as what, filthy rags. Mm-hmm. Can't be accepted. And Abel accepted, you know, he made that animal sacrifice that God required. Because somebody must pay for that sin. Wage of sin is death.
That's
animal had to die so his sins could be covered over until Messiah came and Jesus came rather than died on the cross. Now, Proverbs 23:7a says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's now, right. We're getting into the imagination, we're getting into thoughts, we're getting into the heart. Well, it all connects together. There was a guy by the name of Aristotle. He lived in 384 to 322 BC, before Jesus, you know. And he was a philosopher, a Greek. And here's what he said. He said, the mind is everything. And that's what he taught. That was his philosophy. The mind is everything. And then, you know, the scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
And so it is all connected. I really still don't completely understand it. I just know it's connected. And I know if you in a right relationship to the Lord and his spirit is working in your being, it just takes care of the whole matter.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
That's good.
No, it does. You know, it's hard to find anybody anymore that's at peace.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at peace. I mean, you know, and just really enjoying life. It's hard to find anybody like that anymore. Is anybody doing it? Yeah. Who? Those that the Spirit of God's working in their being. through their obedience to His Word and taking in His Word and meditating on His Word. And that's what's missing today, isn't it?
It is.
In a lot of places, most places. The Lord was not comforted concerning all that with their decisions and so forth. Well, of course, the illustration of that, you know, Cain killed his brother Abel, and then it drifted on down. Then it got worse and worse until Noah's day. It got worse and worse. Now, so God created Adam and Eve with a brain. He had a brain, she had a brain, right?
Yes.
And all right, don't go to sleep on me. I'll come back in a minute.
We okay, take your time.
Amen.
Presence
right.
Of the Lord is here.
Well, let's just stop and think about this. I did a little study on this that might interest you, and that is concerning the brain. It has two hemispheres divided, and then within the cranium, you've got lobes. There's four lobes, and each one of those lobes take care of a different part of our being and our body, and so forth. Even you know it the temporal lobe. Is where we really find the mind part.
Yes.
That's where the mind is, okay, connected to the brain. So it's very important what a person is taught, what a person is learning. That's why education is so important. Oh, look what we're teaching these kids. Look what's happening in the schools, brother.
Yeah.
The mind is messed up. Why? Yes. They're getting the wrong information.
Amen.
And so they're talking about now going back to have prayer in school and maybe even Bible reading in classes. Not trying to explain it, just read it. Mm-hmm. Just read it. Because, you know, they're not being educated even literature-wise if they don't just read it. I'm all for reading it, but don't go in there trying to tell, you got denominations pouring in there trying to tell. Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, just Catholic, yes. Hey, you got a mess. They don't need that. They just need to hear it.
Yes.
Right. Faith
right.
Come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
God. Amen.
And that gets down in that mind and that brain into that temporal lobe there where the five senses are.
Yes.
The five senses. You know, a lot of we already know the chemical medicines are not. They keep us going. They keep us maintained, but it brings no healing. Mm-hmm. The body heals itself. God's made it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, through prayer and praying, you know, the body heals itself. The Lord made it that way. And all the natural herbs and stuff just help bring it up to the place where it can heal itself. Health heals itself. And that's what the Lord gave them to us, you know.
Yes.
I believe in the naturopathic way. I believe in the chemical way to get you up to par, and then from there, use the naturopathic way. And now, what do they find out? Everything's going right back to the brain. You got to get to the root of the problem before the healing can come. I'm talking about without divine intervention.
Right.
You know, I mean, divine intervention, God can bypass the whole mess and just do a miracle. That's what a miracle is. Right. Something only God can do.
Yes, amen.
The miracle, they went to the moon, Paul was. Man went to the moon.
That's
the miracle is going beyond the moon, all the way to the throne of God, all the way to glory. That's the miracle.
That's
amen.
Right.
Now, I'm getting back, about ready to get back here. All right. God created Adam and Eve's brain. It's two hemispheres. It's got four lobes in the cranium. All right. Now, let's see. Now, so you got these senses that's found in that section of the brain, senses, you know, smell, touch, taste, hear, see, vision, so forth. And that's where the pain derives from, you know, goes back, you know, we can't even move our hand with a message from our brain going to our hand, coming back to our brain, and then it moves. If there's a breakdown in the midst of that, something, you have to go find out where the breakdown is and do what you can to fix it, right?
Right.
All right, so here we go. So we got these five senses that's coming from this part, that part of our brain. And, well, so that's one in of the four functions in the brain. And so, all right. You see, God wants us to have what? A sober mind. A clear mind.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Ooh,
you know,
that's
isn't
good.
It terrible when you get confused and just overwhelmed and lose your peace?
Amen.
You don't lose peace with God. Jesus established that for you when you trust Him as your Savior. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But the peace of God depends upon our walking in fellowship and obedience.
That's right.
That's the peace of God.
Yes.
So, God wants us to have, He wants us to have a sober mind. You say, what does that mean? Just don't get drunk? No, it means more than that. You not drink a drop and still be crazy. Look at it, we got a lot of crazy people here.
I know it's not. I thought you'd get a report this way.
It's not funny, but at the same time, it's hilarious what's happening. Hey, you know, even in politics, we hear it every day. They are crazy, and I agree with them saying that sometimes, because they are crazy. They have lost it. And I'm just not talking politics. I'm talking about people that just don't believe the Bible.
Yes.
People that are just not following Jesus. People that just don't love righteousness anymore. That's what I'm talking about. People who don't have the right political agenda. I mean, it's almost like a choice between light and darkness now. Good and bad.
Yes.
You know, righteousness and evil anymore. It's not just political. It is religious. It is a God thing. And we have to take our stand.
Right.
All right? And so God wants us to have a sober mind, an alert mind, a mind that's under control by His Spirit, by His wisdom, and by His knowledge, and the stirring of His Spirit in our body, soul, and mind.
Amen.
And I turn to Philippians 4 and verse 8. Look at what He wants us to think on. Should have been there in the back by now. Somebody will beat me there. I know it's in the Bible. And I got a book that's wore out here, just like me, that wore out. Philippians 4, you got it, sister. Go ahead and read that, please.
Philippians 4, 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Think about such things.
Amen.
Now, John O'Reilly used to say, you can't help the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in it.
Yes.
Now, we can't help for having a bad thought. We're in a world of flesh, right? A world of sin. All right. But it does not have to take root. It does not have to set up house.
Yes.
It does not have to captivate us, you know. And in other words, just consider the glance. Don't stop and stare and just fantasize about it, you know. It's evil. It's wrong. It don't work. All right. And if you expect to have the peace of God and all you do is get up and watch the news all day, I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
And unless it was just past week about Charlie Kirk,
yeah.
You know. But everything else, I mean, they lost their mind. I believe they have. I don't believe nobody has the right mind today except a person that's saved
yes.
and got the Spirit of God working in
yes, that's
it.
Right.
It can't be right. They're not right.
That's right.
And they get worse and worse. I don't know. The Lord might be drawing a net right now through what's happened this past week. This might be the last call He'll ever give to young people. You don't know. It could be the last call.
Yes.
I remember when I was young, I mean, God was calling young people. And He called me out, you know. And it's amazing how God's Spirit works.
Amen.
But look at what He says. He says, think on these things. Things that are true. You don't know what to believe anymore. Amen. You know, when Mr. Trump came out there, he said, fake news, fake news. I never gave a lot. I knew something's wrong with it. But he called my attention to it. And I started watching this station, then that station about the news report, and that one about the news, and then what Fox was saying about it and so forth. I said, wait a minute here. I'm seeing this thing. Amen. Yeah. I knew something was out of order. Now I know what it was. It was fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. It's hard to find truth anymore.
Yes.
And now you got AI coming on the scene. And they are putting the image of a person on that phone or on that TV, and the same the voice of that person, an image of that person, and that person never said it, never did it, probably never even thought about it. But and they're celebrities, they're well known, and they're mimicking, they are using their voice, using their image and everything to make you think they're doing it. Yeah. They did that, and. Brother, you don't know what to believe no more.
That's right.
I mean, and when it comes to that, I tell you what to believe. Believe God's Word, right?
Yes, that's right.
And pray and obey and confess and just keep on trusting in Jesus. Major Jackson said, just keep right on trucking, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Keep right on trucking if you're on the right road.
That's right.
And so he said, things are true. Things that are honest.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Is there any honesty anymore?
A little bit.
It's going to be at my house or else. You will be honest or else. Amen. Amen. You find another house. All right. Or you have to answer the consequences.
That's right.
Whatsoever things are just, that, you know. And that's fairness. Pure.
Yeah.
Oh, my soul. Pure? Is that possible? Mm. Amen. And whatsoever things are lovely, don't you just love to hear good news? Don't you just love to hear something that's really happening that's wonderful?
Yeah.
Like, you know, been happening when we all been sleeping. The man's out there doing it. And look what, man, it's unreal how much God used one man.
Amen.
To touch all of them people all over the world. And Trump said he said that young man, he's one of the most phenomenal young men I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty good judge of character, I would guess. But folks, it's God is working. Hey, don't think for one minute God ain't working.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, He is working. He's working when we don't know He's working. Sometimes He's working best when we don't realize He's working. It's just like I remember when I first got saved, and on Wednesday night, the pastor had called on me to pray publicly for my first time. Mm. I still remember. And
it's good.
And I heard my name. I looked up. And he said, "Yes, you, Howard. I want you to pray." I said, "Now?" He said, "Now."
Yeah.
I said, "I've never done this before." He said, "That's all right, you learn."
Yeah.
Everybody knew I knew. Yeah. I stood up and prayed. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I can't tell the first thing I prayed. But I tell you what, it touched everybody in there.
Yeah.
They lined up after church and shook my hand and said, "You'll never know what that prayer did for me."
Yeah.
I said, "What? What are you talking about?" I didn't do nothing. I'm just scared to death.
Yeah.
And
that's good.
Hey, that's when God used us the most. Well, you know, if we think we got it, we don't got it.
Amen.
If we think I don't got it, I don't have it. Lord, I just don't have it. You got to help me. He says, I know it. That's why I put you there.
Yeah.
God has not chosen the mighty things of this world. He chose the foolish things of this world.
Yes.
Not that we're foolish and not that his word is foolish, but it seems like foolishness to the world.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like foolishness to the world, but look what's happening to them. They're falling apart. They're going crazy.
Yeah.
They're losing it. Not people that believe the Bible. Not people that's, you know, trusting in Jesus. Mm. They're not losing it. I mean, you know. But there are people really losing it, big time. Losing it all.
Right.
And they're not walking with the Lord. They don't. I don't think they really believe the Bible. They really don't.
Nope. Right.
They got the wrong agenda. They want to do everything God says don't do. Murder babies. All down the line, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You don't need going there. All right. But anyway, God wants to have a sober mind, you know. And that's that section right in here, you know. He wants us to have it. And so, I was thinking about this. Man, I tell you what, the world got bad in it. They were evil. The imagination was even thoughts were evil continually, not just every now and then. I mean, that's what drove them to the next day. And we're here to do what? Honor the Lord.
Yes.
And it really did not comfort the Lord to see what was happening. God was not for that. He was not in favor of that. He did not approve of that. But he was holy, so he had to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be hope for others. And he did. Yeah, I've heard the Lord's come back ever since I was a kid. But you know what? One of these days he is.
Yes, that's right.
He's about 81 years closer now than he was the first time. I wasn't 81, I mean. Well, not 81. I mean, I was at least 5 before I heard it.
Yeah.
I had an aunt. I mean, every time you saw her, the Lord's coming back.
Yes.
I said, yeah. Wow. I didn't know where she's talking about. I said, where's he coming from? She said, heaven.
Yeah.
I said, what's he coming for? He said, to take care of you bad boys. Scared me to death, you know. I'd wake up in the night wondering, where's the Lord at? But hey, God's in every bit of that.
Yes.
Right.
Peter said, you know, we just get to the place where we've heard it so much. He said, but I'm here to tell you, he is going to come.
Yeah.
They will say, you know, well, where is his coming? They've been talking about that for eons, for long years. Years and years, years, years. He says, but God is not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
As some men can't slacken us.
Right.
They're just long-suffering. He's just long-suffering for your children, for your grandchildren, for your parents, for your brother or sister to come to Christ. Mm. He's long-suffering.
Yes.
You see, only God knows when the last soul is going to be saved, it's going to be saved. And when that last soul is saved, that's when it's going to happen. We're out of here. The church is complete. It's over. Here we go.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
So you going to the moon? No. Going past the moon? You going to Mars? No. They can go on up right there one, two, but we're going on up. Aren't we?
Yeah.
Look at the Father. On up. Well, I never dreamed I'd have this hard time tonight. I wouldn't even stood up. But we might as well fellowship a little bit anyway.
Amen.
I'm thinking about the imagination. I'm thinking about the thought life. I'm thinking about, you know, like we can't help what passes through our mind, but we can help what we give attention to.
Yes.
And that's where the will comes in. And the will is connected to the mind that's in the brain. So we gotta get truth in there. And that's our power, that's our strength. That's what the Holy Spirit uses to energize, to empower us. And to give us what we need at the time we need it.
Yes. Amen.
You know, I used to wonder why the Lord didn't give me something like a year before. You know, well, I didn't need it a year before.
Right.
Right.
You know, He knows what your need is. He just paid, he's trying to teach us something, trying to raise us up, mm-hmm. like we try to raise our children up, you know. You give them everything they want, you got a spoiled brat. I've never met anybody like the spoiled brat, have you? Mm. Not one. Mm. No, they want to take a spoiled brat by the collar and teach him some purity, teach him some obedience, teach him you know, to obey God, and it's important to pay, obey and so forth. Mm. Well, let's see. Here we are. And that's what's been on my mind, and I think of that, you know, how I'm really concerned about the way people are thinking in our country right now. Well, around the world, really, you know. But especially in our country, when so many people look to America, so many people look to us for
that's
more
right.
than just stuff. They look to us sometimes for our faith, because they know there's something mysterious behind this nation that nobody is telling that they've ever heard. Of course, it's being told. They just not heard it yet. It's being told all over the world.
That's right.
The secret behind this nation is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Right.
The Word of God and prayer. And, well, Lord, I just pray you take it and just break it down and use it. It might have just been a word. It might have just been a thought. It might have been an expression. But just take it and use it to encourage us all to realize that it's really rough, it's tough, but yet you, every now and then, just send a sprinkle of grace to show us that you're in touch, you're on the throne, and that everything is right on time, and everything is going to line up just like you said it would, and that people are going to be just like you said they would be, but that don't give up hope, but trust in the Lord. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, but be thou, and be not thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for we shall, for they shall be cut down and withered the green grass. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So Lord, we know we're in good hands tonight, and that gives us great comfort. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Pastor Howard Slough, 23 September, Home Group Meeting, 2025. Amen.